Consider drilling a pipeline straight down Mount Everest, 8,850 meters, give or take a few. It is still the tallest mountain on Earth. That is just about how deep geologists went from an oil platform in the Gulf of Mexico earlier this year to find oil. The equipment used set records for pressure, depth, and for duration in deep water. Geophysicist Roger Anderson.
It's a last frontier, unquestionably. It's what we call the ultra-deep water.
Down they went through more than 2,100 meters of water, continuing 6 kilometers more through a thick layer of hardened salt to an ancient rock layer geologists know as the Lower Tertiary Trend. Advances in seismic imaging, platform stabilization, and the use of supercomputers made it possible. Computers calculate size and location of probable oil deposits and help guide exploratory pipelines to it. It is still risky business, says Anderson.
It's an interestingly random poker game, and somebody has to take the chance in order for the industry as a whole to move forward.
Americans use about 7.5 billion barrels of oil a year. Industry analysts estimate the newly discovered field could hold between 3 and 15 billion barrels of oil and natural gas. And there are plans for other deep well explorations in the area. There has been no announcement so far about how the oil and gas will be brought to shore, only that it will be difficult, costly, and take years. Paul Sisko, VOA News.